The parsha this week is Parshas Toldos. We're going to look at a piece of Maharal in Sefer Gvuras Hashem. And it's in the edition that we commonly use on page Kuf Yud Gimel. Perek Tishav Esrim, the beginning of the 29th Perek of Gvuras Hashem. The first message conveyed by Moshe to the Pharaoh was Koyamar Hashem, Bini Bechori Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yisrael, the nation Israel, is my firstborn. What does this mean? What does it mean that Am Yisrael is, so to speak, God's firstborn? Kara Yisrael b'noi b'chayroi. Hashem calls the Jewish people his son, his firstborn. Ratza loymar, meaning to say, k'mosh ha-bechor nikra reishis, just as a bechor is called the first, kihu reishis ono, the first of the reproductive capacity, the first of a man's ability to create the most wondrous of all creations, life itself. The first manifestation of the Father's power to create life is his Bechor. Shu hascholas herois koichai shel Adam. Sheniglo boi koichai. That is the first manifestation of a person's power to create life, to be perpetuating himself with another generation coming from him. And so that's why when the Torah talks about a person's firstborn, the Torah uses the word Reishis Ono. Reuven is described as Reishis Ono of Yaakov. When talking about the dinim of Yerusha, the Bechor, Lenachala, to get a double portion of Nachala, is called Ki Hu Reishis Ono Loi Mishpat HaBechora. So what we are looking at is now Am Yisrael being, so to speak, the first projection of Hashem's power in the world. Ki haben hu koichai shel av. A son is the promotion of the father's koach. The ben is the koach of the father. And it's the first koach of the father. The first way through which a father projects his power beyond himself is through his child, through his son. Ki haben hu koichai shel av. Kach Yisrael heim hascholas gilui koichai shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam hazeh. The whole point of Israel is for God's will in this world to be done. Who will be furthering Hashem's will? Who are his people? Who are his hands, his arms, his legs? Who's going to do his mission? Am Yisrael. So therefore, Am Yisrael constitutes Hashem's Bechor. Because we're the first and leaders of those to do the will of God in the world. The whole purpose of creation is for Hashem's greatness to be known, for Hashem's unitary nature to be appreciated and exalted, and who's going to do that? Am Yisrael. So we are not just a child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are the Bechor. And in the heels of our being his child, other nations follow suit. Like other children follow the Bechor, follow the firstborn. But we are the firstborn. That's the concept. It doesn't mean temporally in time, so much as in purpose, and in succeeding to do the mission that's uniquely the mission of Am Yisrael. Hence, the first message to Paro was, Bini Bechori Yisrael. And that's a fantastic expression, because Am Yisrael is Hascholas Gilui Koichoi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam Hazeh. The very beginning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing his power, meaning his power and his purpose being done all by us, means that we are his Bechor, so to speak. Ki Ha'olul Moira Al Ha'ilah, because the effect reflects the cause. Ila means a cause. Ayin Lamed He. And the Maral commonly describes cause and effect using these words. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Ila Yisbarach. He is the cause, capital C. We are the Olol, the first primary effect of the cause. Vehem, they, Am Yisrael, we are the Ilulim Bereishayna. We are the first effect. This is the idea of Bereishis Bara, where Chazal say, Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikru Reishis. That's what Yirmiyahu HaNavi says in Sefer Yirmiyahu Perek Beis, Kodesh Yisrael LaHashem. We are sanctified unto Hashem, Reishis Tuvuasai. We are like a first fruits, so to speak, amongst mankind. And remember, first fruits don't necessarily mean that the first ones out of the ground are the first to ripen. And similarly, Am Yisrael doesn't have to be the first nation. On the contrary, we're going to see, actually, Am Yisrael is a very late emerging nation. So many nations emerged before we did. That's not the issue. The issue is, for what purpose was the world created? For what purpose was man created? Man, Adam, was created for a certain image to eventually emerge. That image, of course, is Yaakov Avinu. And those who follow Yaakov Avinu, the Shvatim and Am Yisrael. Ukemoshe ha-reishis muvdol midavar shehu reishis loy. Furthermore, not only are we first, but since we're first, we're unique and distinct from all of the others who follow. Just as whatever is reishis, is muvdal, is distinct from those that follow, muvdal midavar shehu reishis loy, distinct from those others that he or she precedes, whatever you precede, when you're first, you are distinct. You are distinct from those who come after you. Sheharei mashehu reishis hu inyan she'eino nimtza ba'acher. The fact that something is first, that means it's unique. And comes before doesn't just mean in number, but rather in a certain unique status. So that's why the Bechor is Kadosh. And that's, of course, the saying when it comes to Reishis Tevuasai, the concept of Truma, first fruits, the concept of Bikurim, the first tithe, the first fruits, Chala, Reishis Ariso Sechem, always the word Reishis appears. Kihu Nivdol Min Hashar B'mashehu Reishis Shalai Nimtza Zeh B'shar. By being first, you are distinct. V'kach Yisrael Shehem Reishis, Am Yisrael being the first, meaning those who are the people in the image that Hashem intended when man was created, who in that image perpetuate the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, confirming and validating, fulfilling the raison d'etre for man's creation, that's Am Yisrael. V'kach Yisrael Shehem Reishis Nivdolu Mikol HaUmos, we are distinct from all other nations, V'heim Gamkein Kedoshim Mitzad Shehem Reishis. Am Yisrael is also holy because we are Reishis. The idea of somebody who makes Kiddush Friday night is described in the Gemara as being a shutef to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Maisa Bereishis. Words of the Gemara are, you know, if you daven Erev Shabbos and you say Vayechulu, Malo Lavakosuf Ki'ilu Nasa Shutef LaHakadosh Baruch Hu B'Maisa Bereishis. And the Maral in the Chiddush Haggadah there in Shabbos says, because Yisrael is one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shutuf meaning we are one. He created us for the purpose of saying to the world, Hashem Echad! He created us, similarly, to be the ones to give witness. Kishesh yis yomim osa Hashem es Hashemayim v'esoretz. We say Vayechulu, we say it together, we say two people like Edom, we say it standing up like Edom, because we are the ones who are saying to the world, we are bearing witness. But why us? Because we are defined with Hashem. We are one with Hashem. In the words the Maral uses there in the Chiddush HaGadol, Lefi Yisrael Heim Nivru Min Hashem Yisbarach Be'etzem. We are made by Hashem of His very substance. We are of the same godly substance as Hashem Himself, because the neshama is from Him. So, this idea of Yisrael being unique and Kadosh is described by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Paro as our being the Bechor of mankind. Now, in this week's Parsha, we have Yaakov jockeying, so to speak, purchasing the Bechor. And the Maral now goes on and says, "V'im taskil be'inyan mechiras Esav habechor liYaakov." If you think of the sale of the bechor to Yaakov, if you think about it correctly, al tamer you will not say shehoya davar katan, that it's a small matter. On the contrary, kizeh remez al ikur inyan Yaakov. His becoming the bechor indicates that he is, in his nature, Yaakov, Hashem's Bechor. And he understood that he had to do whatever it takes to gain that Bechora and not allow it to incorrectly be Esav's. Ki kasher tovin v'teida, you understand well. Ki be'emes Yaakov hu b'char. Yaakov is the b'char. Hu alul b'rishay. He was created first. Rashi makes the point of saying that when you have twins, the one who emerges from the womb first was the one who was conceived second. And so the concept is that the idea of Yaakov being the Bechor is not one that he has to, so to speak, you know, connive and through cunning gain something that's not his. The Maral's point is the Bechorah was his, Yaakov's, legitimately. Hu Bechor, hu olul barisha. He is what Hashem wanted. He is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of man. But Rak le'inyan hisgalus ba'olam hativi, as far as being seen, as far as coming into manifesting in the physical world, lotzeis lepoel, to be born and physically present into the world, Esav yoser rishon. There, Esav is first. Yes, he was born first because it's true. As far as the physical world is concerned, Esav precedes Yaakov. Ki hadavar asher hu karev el ha'ila harishayna, the closer you are to the first cause, again, the cause meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a capital C, the closer you are, hu rochek min hisgalos ba'olam hativi, the farther you are from being revealed, the more distant you are from the physical world. The closer you are associated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more you are defined as one with Hashem, then the farther away you are from a mundane physical existence. Remember, in terms of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the physical world, it's through a process of tzimtzum, meaning it's a process of getting increasingly distant from the pure holiness of Yisbarach Shemai. And then finally a physical mass appears. Therefore Yaakov, who is more associated and more closely akin to the Ribbono Shel Olam, because he's Karev El Ha'ilah, he is more rachok, he's more distant min his galus ba'olam hativi. He is less likely or not as soon to be seen physically in this world. He's not as likely or as quick to physically be born and be materially visible with the senses. His spirit is so much akin to that of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's where he belongs. So the idea of him being physically here is far more distant in the case of Yaakov than in the case of Esav. Va'asher hu rachak min ha'ilah. But if you are farther away from Hashem, farther away from the first cause, hu karav lehizgalus ba'olam hativi. Then you are karav lehizgalus. You're much closer and more likely to sooner be seen and born, and that's Esav. V'dom ezeh yedua. V'lekach ha'yoyotze Esav lehizgalus ba'olam hativi tchila. Because whatever is tivi, whatever is of a natural and physical nature, is most different from God. And if it's most different from God, then it's going to be seen, and it's going to be witnessed, and touched, and smelled, all the senses that are so different from godliness, they will apprehend Esav's presence. Whereas Yaakov, who is closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and more akin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaakov presents after Esav. Aval be'emes Yaakov hu habachor. But what is the real purpose of the world? Is the purpose of the world the Esav, or is the purpose of the world Yaakov and his ilk? The answer, of course, is Be'emes Yaakov hu habachor shekach ro'uy b'seder ha'olam. When he says seder ha'olam, he doesn't mean temporally, he doesn't mean in time. He means in the entire plan of the universe. What was central to the plan of the universe? Having Esav in the world or having Yaakov? What was the core plan of Kiddush Shem Shemayim, of having Hashem being recognized and exalted? How will that be accomplished? Creating Esav or creating Yaakov? Obviously, creating Yaakov. So therefore, in the Seder Ha'olam, in the organization of the world, Ki hu ha'olol barishayna, he, Yaakov, is caused and is brought about more primarily than Esav is. Kasher tizbainin b'inyan habriya timtza ki Yaakov hu reishis habriya mitzad shehu olul harishayn. That's what the word bereishis means. Bishvil Yisrael shenikru reishis. Yaakov is the image of man. Navi Yecheskel describes the images of living things at the Merkava, and there's a demus Adam. And the Demus Adam is the Demus of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu's image is there at the Kisei HaKavod. Image of man is the image of Yaakov. Because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant when he said, let there be man. That's who he meant. He meant Yaakov. V'kasher Godlu, when they grew up, Vaz Kibel Yaakov Ma'alosai, and Yaakov grows into his role and his greatness develops, Ve'esav es Pchisusai, whereas in the case of Esav, all of what's detrimental, all of what's flawed develops. All of what's unfortunate about Esav comes to the fore. At that moment, Mochar Esav Habacher Li Yaakov. Umasrolai. It's interesting how he says Umasrolai. He sold it. But umasrulai means that he had to give it over anyway because it wasn't his correctly. Shekein ro'oi, for that would be only proper, mitzad hadin, justly it belongs, the Bechorah, lemisha hu ikur v'reishis. It belongs to the mainstay of mankind, meaning the man for whose image Adam was created, developing into a person that was Yaakov, and then from Yaakov Am Yisrael. That's why Hashem made Adam, so that there would come generation after generation. Finally, a process would lead to the birth of a Yaakov, and then he, Mitasoi Shleima, gives rise to the Shvatim, and finally, the whole purpose, the whole raison d'etre of Nasa Adam is fulfilled. So then, Yaakov is the Bechor, because Yaakov is the one with the purposes of Hashem's achievements in mind, whereas Esav's not going to do the purpose of Hashem when he created man. When he created man, Hashem didn't say, I'm creating man so that we'll have the Esavs. He created man so that there will be the Yaakovs. So therefore, the Bechira is Yaakovs, legitimately. Nimtza ki Yaakov v'Yisrael shneim heim Bechirim. So you see, he's going back now to the idea of Moshe Rabbeinu telling the Paroi, B'ni Bechiri Yisrael, because amongst the world of individuals, Yaakov was the Bechor. Amongst the nations of the world, Am Yisrael is the Bechor. Yaakov v'Yisrael, Shnehem heim Bechirim. Yaakov is the Bechor. Am Yisrael is the Bechor of the Ummos of the nations. Shehem Rishonim B'Seder Habriya. Because they are foremost, meaning they are the primary focus for which reason Hashem created the universe. V'zehu She'amar B'ni B'chayri Yisrael. And now he goes on and he says a fascinating thing. Just as Yaakov came presented into the world, even though he is the point of creation, but he presented after Esav, as was explained, that's because the more you are of your physical existence, the more distant you are from the Creator, so you present first. Because you've come from that which we call the process of Tzimtzum, you've come all the way into the created world. But Yaakov retains his connection to the spiritual world. Yaakov isn't about this world. Yaakov is about his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, he presents to this world after Esav, subsequent to Esav. The same thing occurs with Am Yisrael as a nation. So many nations preceded the Jewish nation. K'moshe timtza ki Yaakov nolad achron ve'esav rishon letzeis la'olam hativi, emerging into the world at birth, into the physical world, Esav precedes Yaakov. U'mishehu yaser b'malam u'ucha letzeis l'poil, the one with greater virtue and the one with greater spirit comes later, because that one is yet still attached to Hashem himself. Kach timtza b'Yisrael, so too you find nationally for Am Yisrael. Shekol umos naso umos gedolos, nations grew and were great powerful nations well before Am Yisrael. K'may umos edoim amoim moyav yishmael kodim Yisrael. Ki hayoyser b'mala yoytze achron lo'olam hateva. When something is qualitatively greater, it emerges second, third, fourth. It doesn't emerge first, because it is not about its physical being. It's about its qualitative superiority. Therefore, it doesn't present first. The more physical and physically based, materially based in existence is, the earlier it presents. The more it is of quality of the spirit, the later it presents. Just as it was in the case of Yaakov Esav. Im sheseder Yisrael she'olam achshavton shel Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu kodim shenivra ha'olam. This comes together with the fact that as far as why Hashem creates man and why Hashem creates the world, it's for our sake. B'machshavtoi shel makoin, as far as the thought and desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned, machshavton shel Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu kodim shenivra ha'olam. The conception of Am Yisrael precedes creation. The whole force of creation only comes after Hashem says, I want Yisrael. The idea of having Yisrael even precedes creation itself. But, Biyason La'olam HaTeva, but the actual point where Am Yisrael emerges into the world, Ba'achrayne Hoya. That comes at the end. That comes later. It's a little bit of the, you know, Saif Ma'asa B'machshava Techila, as we say in Kabbalah Shabbos. That's because when something is of that qualitative nature, everything else precedes it, so to speak, to lay the groundwork for what's greatest to then emerge. Look at the creation of the species. Man was created last. The substance of earth and energies and light and then basic life and then insect life and animal life and fish and birds and then animals and then man. It's the same in the process of the creation of Am Yisrael. First the nations whose entire raison d'etre is something what you would call secondary to Am Yisrael's primary function. And they will learn from us and learn a bit of how to follow in our footsteps, and man will be ennobled through us, but basically they will never rise to where we will attain such godliness, and that therefore they of the physical world present earlier, and we of that spiritual ma'ala and greatness present subsequent to them, achrayna.
That explains why they're not here anymore. That they're constantly, there's nations, they go and come and go and go, but Bnei Yisrael's been here since then.
That's an interesting point that you're making, that other umays come and go. Which also indicates that they're not the primary reason for Hashem creating the world. That's true.
To help us.
Klal HaDavar, what?
They're to help us.
They're here to be mishamish. It's interesting. That's actually what you just said, Justin, that they're here to help us. The truth is, you know, Melochem Amanecha is not only in the future, but there's a concept that the Maral talks about, that other nations are here as mishamashim, serving the purposes of Am Yisrael. Klal adavar ki bnei b'cheri ratza leimar ki Yisrael heim alulim min Hashem Yisbarach. We are caused by, and we are the raison d'etre for Hashem's creation, k'may shehaben hu olul min ha'av. Like a child, like a son, is caused and brought about by the father, and as he said, we are the reishis oinoi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, reishis Hisgalus Koichai, beautiful expression. We are the first manifestation of Hashem's power and fulfillment of His will being done finally by mankind. Begins with us. K'meisha ben hu olul min ha'av v'heim alulim rishayna el Hashem Yisbarach l'kach kar'em b'ni b'chayri. So, what Am Yisrael is to other nations, Yaakov individually was to Esav. The correct Bechor was Yaakov. The true Bechor, the one whose creation was the point of being creating a man, the point of creating man was not to bring out Esav, was rather to bring out Yaakov. And that therefore, the idea of Bechira, where you have a mission and a job to bring the Kayach of the Bashefret to bear upon the world and to influence the world and to build his world, that's Am Yisrael's job. That's the job that Yaakov was created for, and he knew it, and so therefore he says he has to be the one to take or procure, in this case, by the Bechira. So that's another fascinating idea, that he has to in some way acquire the Bechira. He has to in some way cause that the Bechira should be his, not just by the choosing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and by the Seder Olam, but by his choice. By Yaakov's using his own choice and will and desire, he has to have the initiative to be the Bechor. Because otherwise, Yaakov's not going to fulfill his mission. B'ni Bechori doesn't mean something that happens just by accident. It means something that you have to will and desire to fulfill. And Yaakov said that's what his mission is, and that's what he wishes to be. We, similarly, Am Yisrael, can't just lie down and say, okay, we're the Bechorim. It's a huge obligation and a sense of mission which we have, to live correctly and to live with the great purpose of being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim and being Meid to the Borei Olam and to bring Das of Elokim to all of mankind.